Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, and we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Mm. Well, today is an honor and a privilege to have back Matt Scalise. He is one of the first people to ever be employed at EWTN, and boy, does he have wonderful stories to tell. However, Matt is the president and the CEO of the Fighting Cancer Network, and his goal is to help those battling cancer stay educated and informed in their fight against the disease. You could go to the website, it's fightingcancernetwork.com. So it's fightingcancernetwork.com. Yeah. Well, I could listen to him forever, and we have to have him back so we can tell the other stories. But Fighting Cancer Network is so important. I had a father who died of lung cancer. I had a sister who died of a cancer that they never really knew the real cause from. And so this
my mom died of breast cancer.
Your mother?
I was five.
Yes.
She was 42.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've had people in our family have cancer episodes of tumors and things, and so this is so important that you have a network and what this beautiful app does, and we're going to talk about that. This would have been so beneficial to my personal family, to your personal family, in ways that it can help and can educate and it can inform. And like Matt said yesterday, some of the fear of it all is the fear of the unknown. And so you want to lessen the anxiety and be educated, be informed, and that will empower you to fight.
So, yes, we'll reintroduce the app where it stands right now. And Matt has plans to expand it in numerous ways. What does that mean? It's very easy to download. There's a QR code. Just go to it, download it, go to the app stores as well. And he's going to also share his own cancer story with his precious wife, Ginger, and her battle with cancer. So, plenty more to come. If you're in this situation of facing cancer, a loved one, we're with you in this, and this is a great resource for you. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. It's fightingcancernetwork.com. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we're here with Matt Scalise again, and he is one of the first people to ever be employed at EWTN many years ago. However, today Matt is the president and the CEO of the Fighting Cancer Network, and his goal is to help those battling cancer stay educated and informed in their fight against the disease, which totally, completely helps to lessen the anxiety. So fightingcancernetwork.com. Go there, be informed, be educated, and pray for peace.
I think there's a QR code right on that website that helps you to download the app.
Yeah. So Matt, we talked a little bit, but I want you to tell more about this story, about your beautiful wife, Ginger. She had a cancer diagnosis, rather rapid speed. The one beautiful thing we always say about cancer is that it gives you time to prepare. Yeah. Well, hers was very fast. When she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and then she didn't last even 30 days after.
Right.
So tell our family how Ginger's faith affected you and your family during her suffering time.
Well, thank you for asking that, and I'll try to stay unemotional. It's hard for me. I'm an Italian man anyway. Mm-hmm. When Ginger was diagnosed, she had a remarkable calm acceptance of her diagnosis, and my wife was a bit of a worrier when it came to the kids, so it was a little out of character, but I will say that because of our time, she also worked at EWTN from the early days. Her faith was strong, and it influenced the people around her. I would love to tell the whole story, but I'll encapsulate it in this. In that 25 days from her diagnosis to her death, and unfortunately she went through episode after episode, so she wound up in every different kind of ICU they had. Oncology, surgical ICU, she had a cardiac event, and then finally medical ICU. Each time she would move to a different one, the nursing staff from the previous one would end their days and come and sit at her feet and ask her, why are you so calm? How does your family love you so much? What's the secret to a good marriage? This happened within days, and quite frankly, the beautiful staff from St. Vincent's here in Birmingham, on the day of her funeral, I looked up and there were hundreds of people in attendance. There were several nurses who came. I can only attribute that to Ginger's goodness and her faith, and what an example it was. You know, a lot of people like Mother Angelica and you, your faith is overt. You feel called to share your faith with other people. My wife was a very private person, and yet her faith was so obvious to the people around her and to me that it really had a great influence on them, and it touched them deeply. It was a part of the experience that's impossible for me to forget. Even though I saw my wife there dying of cancer, I was in awe of how her faith made her strong. I will tell you though, as a caregiver, you're still focused. Jim, you know this too, because your wife had cancer, that you're so focused on finding every possible solution to this problem. Right. And as men, especially men, we believe we're problem solvers. It's one of the things women really roll their eyes about, that we try to solve their problems. And so I dug deep in as fast as I could and as deep as I could, but the resources just were scarce and they were impossible for me to understand. Her cancer was complicated. All cancer is complicated. If you open our app, it's actually our tagline, cancer is complicated. We're here to help. How do you simplify the information that people really need when they've been diagnosed with cancer? That's why we exist.
Thank you for the precious story and letting us in on your precious Ginger. And could ask so many questions, but I won't. Her witness is clear. I'm wondering about yours, your family, how they handled everything. Because she had a special anointing for that time that we don't have. You know, God will give you what you need when you go in there. We're not going there. We're trying to help. And that's a whole nother story. But that fits into the app too. How to encourage helpers and, and people. So just briefly, for those who didn't hear yesterday and may need to hear today, just in a nutshell, what the app is, how to get it, what people are you addressing, how do they sign up, who are they, what do they get, and then your hopes for the future of this app.
Sure. Well, first of all, it's important to note that the app is in its infancy. Okay. So it right now has limited content just directed at breast cancer and prostate cancer. They're the two most prevalent cancers by a mile in the United States and worldwide. So we do have, if you or someone you love has breast or prostate cancer, you can download the app right now and get something from it. It's not everything it will be, but it's very helpful.
We've downloaded it. It's very helpful.
And so the way to get it is either to go to our website, fightingcancernetwork.com. You'll see a QR code. Point your phone at the QR code and download the app. Or you can go straight to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store and type in Fighting Cancer Network. The app is right there for you to download for breast and prostate cancer. Our goal, and in fact, we're in the throes of this right now. We've already raised over $1 million to develop what we have so far. We're about to raise another $5 million. And when we do, then we will produce the content for the 9 most prevalent cancers, plus a 10th category called childhood cancer.
Wow.
Because if our goal is to reduce anxiety, of course, we want to first point to the most prevalent cancers out there, but how could you not include the parents of a sick child, too? So childhood cancer is our 10th. When we do that, then our content will actually encompass 80% of all the cancer diagnoses that happen in the United States. And we'll eventually have content that covers non-cancer topics like nutrition. Mm-hmm. What should you eat and what shouldn't mm-hmm. you eat based on your treatment? What will help you endure your chemotherapy? Because mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. a lousy time in your life, mm-hmm. no doubt.
Journey to hell and back.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. so there are things that you can do to at least make life a little better for mm-hmm. yourself. We'll have cooking shows. We'll have nutrition shows. We will have fitness shows. How do you recover from a surgery mm-hmm. or the treatments that you've had? What's okay and what's not okay? We'll have experts from around the world that are a part of our app. We already do, in fact. There are physicians that are contained in our app from the finest cancer institutions across the country. Unbelievable, yeah. because the app didn't even exist when they agreed to be on it. As soon as they heard what we were doing, mm-hmm. they said, this is so yeah. needed. What can we do to help? So that's how you do it. You download the app, particularly for cancer patients and their caregivers, but also there's a version for friends and family, for people who just want to know more about cancer, because cancer prevention is also fighting cancer. Mm-hmm. So we help you know the things that you should know, even if you don't have cancer, but perhaps you have a family history. And there's even a place for caregivers, so doctors, nurses, mm-hmm. and others. I'm sorry, I don't mean caregivers. I mean healthcare professionals. Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned the ability to allow into what's going on a circle of people that you've chosen to communicate
yes.
with them.
So there's a feature built into the app called My Story.
Okay.
And it's a private social network that allows you to choose okay. who you'll invite into this circle. So instead of having to field dozens of texts and phone calls and emails from people who love you, mm-hmm. who just want to know how you are, but it's exhausting. Jim, I'm sure you went through this when Joy yeah. was going mm-hmm. through cancer, and you probably mm-hmm. did yourself. It's exhausting, but you don't want to, these people are showing concern for you, so yeah. you don't want to leave them ignored. So this thing called My Story allows you to go to your contact list, check a little box mm-hmm. by every name of anybody you want to invite into your circle. It sends a message to them, either a text or an mm-hmm. email. Hey, Joy has invited you to her My Story. This is a good way to keep up with how Joy is mm-hmm. doing in her cancer journey. And now, once they do that, they're connected to you privately. Mm-hmm. And when you have something to say, hey, I'm having a procedure tomorrow, or I got the results from a biopsy, instead of having to answer 20 calls,
mm-hmm.
you say it once in your journal, everyone gets a notification,
right.
and then they can send their love and well wishes and prayers back. You can do pictures and yeah. videos. It's mm-hmm.
I still have the listings
feature.
Of all my communications at various points, but the labor of that compared to what you're speaking about is just incredible, how it speeds everything up. It probably states it better than I could have ever done it the old way.
You know, the idea, Jim, is that we wanted, and we do want, Fighting Cancer Network to be your cancer companion.
Yes.
So every feature we've plugged into it, we've started with the easy, simple premise. What do cancer patients need? Well, first and foremost, they need knowledge. Mm-hmm. They need to understand their disease, their treatment options. We only use the most respected resources in the world, the NCCN guidelines, so we don't go off on some tangent of a less than mainstream treatment. We stick with the books, but we help you understand the clinical trials that mm-hmm. might be available to you too. They need some simple things like medication reminders mm-hmm. are built into it, mm-hmm. a place for you to take notes. So when you go see your doctor, you open the app and you can remind yourself what questions you had. We didn't invent note taking, but mm-hmm. it's in the app. Mm-hmm. And then My Story, yeah. which helps you connect with your network of mm-hmm. friends and family.
It's got a glossary.
And
that's
lastly,
fantastic.
The glossary,
yes.
right.
Beautiful.
And our glossary eventually will be driven by video. Video is a powerful mm-hmm. teaching tool. We mentioned earlier when we were talking privately that the human brain can process an image 60,000 times faster than it processes a word. Mm. So seeing images of the treatment facilities, the machinery that's
yes.
going to be used, the way that you're, even 3D anatomy where we can take you inside the body and show you the organ that's affected by cancer and why it's important, help you visualize what's going on. Yeah. That's the whole idea behind yeah. the network.
You know, Matt, the thing I love about My Story, and I have, my one sister died, we journeyed with her through her cancer battle. she's not even dead a year, but how that My Story app would have been so helpful. I have seven brothers and sisters. So it's kind of like, well, did you talk to her today? Did you, you know, where we all could have been connected, where it would even help heal a family that may be separated and broken and say, I'm in her inner circle. She asked me to be there. You know what I mean? That helps heal families.
Sure.
So they say, I didn't hear from her. You didn't hear from who? You know, it gets crazy. Everybody's emotional temperatures are so high. And that's healing, even for the person going through it and all for the rest of the people who are suffering alongside with her.
Yes.
And watching that journey.
Oh, you just put it better than I possibly could. And you being from a large family, you know, even those little subtleties,
yes,
of, hey, I heard from her, but you didn't hear from,
yeah,
her, people getting their feelings hurt. Mm. It's
natural
human,
right.
It's just human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give you a tool,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah,
a resource,
yeah,
that allows you,
yeah,
to communicate with everyone simultaneously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, journaling, like writing your own thoughts,
mm,
and I don't want to get too deep into the app, but everything you write, you have three options. Share it with all my friends, share it with only these friends, or it's only for
it's
me.
It's private.
I'm just, mm-hmm, writing a journal for myself. That's a healing thing too.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we've left that we haven't really touched on yet, if you don't mind, sometimes the cancer journey, many times the cancer journey doesn't end well.
We're gonna pause right there.
Okay.
Because it's too important for me to break in 30 seconds. We're gonna hold you over for the final segment. What you're about to share is just very, very, it's all been very important. We hope that you are encouraged.
Mm.
There's different scenarios and outcomes, but the information is now there. You're not alone. People are mobilizing to be around you as you take this journey to healing or to passing on,
mm,
hopefully into eternal life with our Lord. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Continuing a wonderful and meaningful and necessary conversation with Matt Scalise, the fightingcancernetwork.com. Be sure that you go there. Everything you need is there. You can download the app and check it all out. I cut you off as you were ready to share an important story, and so I didn't want you to just go for 30 seconds, but share whatever you'd like to share.
Sure. Well, like my wife and obviously your mom and relatives that you've, mm-hmm, had, cancer takes a lot of lives. And so many of our users on Fighting Cancer Network, while we're trying to provide resources to help them fight their disease, ultimately we're aware that some people don't win the battle. And so although today, in its young phase, we haven't produced this content yet, it's our intent to also help people come to grips with the end of life. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about resources, obviously it's great to have a practical resource like the Fighting Cancer Network, but you also need spiritual resources. Now, we don't fill that role, but having a strong faith, and we did talk about that, having a strong faith is like the number one resource you need. And then getting intellectual resources, knowledge about cancer, that's all well and good. One thing we can't provide, but EWTN does provide, is to give people a strength in their faith.
Yes.
And a relationship with God is your number one top resource. It either helps you fight the fight, mm, or helps you accept His will. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the fate of many people with this disease. And so we're trying to help them as well. Eventually, when the full version of the Fighting Cancer Network is released, we'll have resources just like that. Some of the things I left out, so yep, aside from that, I mentioned nutrition and fitness. We'll even have cooking shows to help you know what you should and shouldn't eat, but there'll be financial and legal advice, because
excellent,
people are bankrupted by serious disease every day. There are resources out there to help you with it. So our goal is to also provide information about legal, financial resources, even rides to appointments or places to stay. Maybe you're, maybe you live too far away from your medical center. You can't come for daily radiation. There are charities out there that we'll help connect you with, that will give you a resource of a place to stay or a ride so that your spouse doesn't also have to take off work to get you to your appointments.
Matt, we have about a minute left. And how has or how was your time here and mother's influence on your life related now to this cancer network, Fighting Cancer Network? What would you say?
You know, there's not a breath I take that isn't influenced by my time with Mother Angelica. Yeah. And so I could go on about everything, but more importantly, she showed me how to accept God's will and how to live in His providence, how to have an empty bank account and still have faith that if it's God's will, He'll provide. And I would say all of that has been true. It's a lot of the same parallel stories with EWTN are true with this little startup called Fighting Cancer Network.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mother's teaching influence on your life. I can't think of a more difficult testing ground than losing your life to cancer within a 25-day period of the diagnosis. So you know where you're speaking from. We thank God for you, for your many years of service to EWTN, and for this part in your journey now with Fighting Cancer Network.com. It's a great work that you do. We look forward to having you back on soon.
It's been a privilege to be with you guys.
You're wonderful. God bless you.
So it's the FightingCancerNetwork.com. Go there, go to the QR code, download it, go to your app stores, download it. We've downloaded it. None of us are dealing with cancer right now. We just wanted to see how it works. It's incredible. A communicating app. It's only going to grow, and it's going to be an accompaniment, a companion to you serving the one who has cancer or if you have cancer yourself. We have these shows because we want you to know what we always say. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You are never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.